Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Jesus said, "Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.'" How much is it worth? That's a good question to ask when you lose something. If it's worth very little, it's no great loss. In fact, you might not even know it's missing. If it's worth very little, you might as well cut your losses and move on. Earlier in this chapter of the Bible, Jesus told a parable about one lost sheep out of 100, a 1% loss. Now the stakes get higher. A woman loses 10% of her savings. You can understand why this woman was frantically searching for a coin. This was not merely a penny or a quarter. It was worth much more. Your life, which God has fearfully and wonderfully made, is worth much more. Your life has great value to God for two great reasons. One, because He made you. Two, because He redeemed you. That means He paid the price to buy you back from sin, death, and the power of the devil. You have great worth to your Maker and Savior. But how much? How much are you worth? When we try to set the value of our lives by what we achieve, some days we feel worthwhile and other days not so much. When we try to gauge our worth on what people think of us or how they treat us, conflicts or negative interactions can leave us feeling worthless. Instead, let the one who made you and saved you tell you how much you're worth. To answer that question, how much is it worth? You must consider the price that was paid. Jesus paid the ultimate price to take away your sins by giving His life on the cross. He gave His life for you. That's how much you are worth. Lord, since you set such a great value to my life, which you have saved, may I value you more than anything in all the world. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.